a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Time there. I'm currently joined by Marley Spear from the solo act Marley Spear, who is also associated with the band Somebody Do Something up in Ōtautahi. That's correct, right? Ōtautahi, Christchurch?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Awesome. We're here to talk about the new single, The Line, which is your second single. How are we doing this morning, Marley?
Yeah, doing pretty good, thanks.
Nice. How's the weather in Ōtautahi going? Is it okay? Is it cold? Is it hot? What's the situation?
It's a little cold. It's been a little cold, but it's actually, yeah. I think it's going to shape up to be kind of a nice day, so here's hoping.
We've been hitting like highs in the high teens at the moment, like getting some 18s, some 16s, so we're balling over here in Dunedin.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. So first off, question-wise, the cover art for the track features a really, really nice house. Is it an A-frame house? It looks like an A-frame.
Yeah, it is. It's a house in New Zealand. It's the Muscle Inn Artist Residency.
Oh, I was going to ask, is that your house on the cover art?
No, I wish. Oh my God, I wish.
Gorgeous house, eh?
It's so beautiful. The photo is actually by Jacob Patchett, who typically is the audio engineer and like mixer and masterer and all things for Somebody Do Something. Mm-hmm. He took that photo when we were all on a band retreat recording an EP, like a live tracked EP, which we recorded in that house. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the A-frame, like all timber, super beautiful, and like kind of an instrument in its own right because it was all made of like logs, you know?
Yeah, that's gorgeous. Yeah. How did that retreat help you develop your artistry further?
I mean, I think any time you isolate yourself from the rest of the world with others who make music and like go deep into what you're doing, you're just gonna expand what it is that you're doing. That was probably like, I would say that week was one of the best weeks of my life. That particular time was really, really amazing. Mm-hmm. It was like, there was sort of the emotional roller coaster of like when you're live tracking, you're trying to get it right all at once. Mm. So the entire band, six of us at one time trying to get the take
all
correct.
Yeah. That's a lot of stress.
Yeah, but there's also like a beautiful, like connected intimacy to that where you're like kind of all, you're a team. Like nobody wants to let anyone down, but also everybody's gunning for the same, like, you know, there's no competition. It's all like collaborative. So I think that, and then just like playing so much music every day, we like had a beautiful sort of schedule where we would do communal meals, had a cooking roster, had all our like veggies and all our groceries, mm-hmm. and like had some downtime, but it was mostly just time in the room with the music. So much music. It was amazing. It was
awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds real beautiful.
That's where the photo is from.
true. Long story short. the chorus of the track is repeating the line, tear my clothes off of the line. Have you been doing much line drying this winter in Ōtautahi? Just given the temperatures and the seasonal vibes.
No. So the clothes that need to be torn off the line are just like sad wet clothes that you left out for like 4 days hoping it was
I mean, it adds to the emotional impact of the song, right? Just tearing clothes off the line, but they're not even dry, they're just wet clothes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cracker. You're also, I already mentioned this, but you're the lead singer for the band Somebody Do Something. New music is coming just from you is much more low-key when compared to the music from the band. It's more minimally arranged with some guitar, folk, poppy vibes. Had you been wanting to do that for quite a while?
I think so, yeah. I would say yes in this, like, so when I was much younger, I recorded an album that kind of is like hidden in the ether and nobody needs to look for it, and I'm not going to know what it's called or what the title of that artist's name was for that, because that's not the point. But the point is that it was produced by somebody else, and it was kind of more low-key, and it was excuse me, more pop, and probably that is my like main thing that I bring genre-wise is sort of pop elements. And it was a bust. Like, it was not a good album, honestly. It just wasn't good. And like, I was really disappointed in myself at that time. And this is like, you know, over a decade ago. Mm. Super young, just, you know. And I think like since then, I haven't returned very much to the solo songwriting. Like, I've mostly written with other artists and like gotten really involved with somebody to do something, which I still am very involved with and love very much. Mm-hmm. But I think in recent months and or years, I've kind of been like, I should heal that. I should touch back into that, the like solo songwriting, because I've been writing songs since I was like very little. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the desire to like kind of do what I originally wanted to do, but do it the way that I want to do it more so. Mm-hmm. Now that I have had a chance to kind of develop my musical sensibilities. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Getting back in touch with your like inner young adult sounds pretty awesome.
Something like that. Yeah, that's a good way to put that.
Yeah, it's like not really in a child if it was done in your teenage years. It's more like in a young adult. I don't know if that's a thing, but there's kind of a nice part to being a teenager, despite, I don't know, I'm not very fond of my actions as a teenager. I was a bit of a shit. But,
yeah, neither. But I think there's like an important like vitality to emotion that we sometimes lose as adults that I don't know that I have ever lost. And yet, so I need to channel it somewhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's really awesome. From what I gleaned, the track seems to be about setting boundaries and moving on from a previous imploded relationship and coming to the conclusion that self-love is the most important love. As RuPaul says, are you someone who holds that you can't love someone until you can love yourself?
I think to a degree. I mean, I think, of course, it's a little bit black and white.
Yeah.
But I do think it's, I think there's kind of a scale to which, like, it's almost like if you try to draw a graph in the air, if you picture a graph, like there's a point at which if you don't love yourself enough and you're trying to like fill that void by like loving others or like being loved by others, you're gonna keep coming up empty.
Yeah,
ultimately.
Yeah,
I think that's really what it is. And like sometimes we do try to fill the void. Well, all of us do, and I think that's a very legitimate tactic at times. But other times you kind of just have to look into it and be like, oh, maybe I haven't been that kind to myself. Mm. Maybe I need to treat myself a little better.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, the void often filled with video games and the sauna when I can go to the sauna. Doing radio.
Yeah. No, yeah, music definitely fills the void for me. 100%.
What was that? Sorry?
Music definitely fills the void for me.
Nice. Yeah. And a more creative, channeling that like kind of like weird energy into a more creative outlet seems to be a very healthy way of dealing with things, you know?
Yeah. I like it. It helps me for sure. It's definitely therapeutic to make music. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah, I watched a lot of RuPaul's Drag Race, and every time he's like talking about you can't love someone until you love yourself, I'm always like, I agree to a degree, you know, because it's yeah, like how do you fully know when you fully loved yourself? Like, where's the end to that? And how can you not share that love around?
Where you're like, oh, yeah, exactly. I love myself. I'm good now.
I'm good now. It's not like Eureka moment. It's like a slow character building type beat, you know? You know? Yeah. But I definitely resonate that you need to have some kind of stability, because if you don't have that, you are going to just hurt yourself and others, essentially.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's more more deeply what it references, and I think that's really astute.
This is a completely different vibe entirely, but I saw on your Instagram that there's a compilation of your life as of late, and you've scored that compilation to the new song Align. And in that compilation, it features an extremely beautiful silver and white short-haired kitty cat. Who is this marvelous creature?
Okay, so also not my cat.
Oh, damn!
Not my house and not my cat. What am I doing with my life?
Just go to other people's houses.
And like live a beautiful time there. Yeah, that's my friend Anita's cat. Her name is Paloma, and she is so good. She has Paloma and Bruno, and they're like silver and dark brown, and they link together like yin yang symbol. Like, it's so, they're so obsessed with each other, and yeah, they love themselves and each other, I'll tell you what.
That's beautiful, man. Is Paloma named after the cocktail?
I think it's after a dancer.
Oh, okay.
I'm really great, but yeah.
Yeah, that's the only reference I have for that word. But yeah, it seems like a really lovely little kitty cat. It seems real
beautiful. Yeah, super cute.
Yeah. Do you have any pets of your own?
I don't at this time. I will eventually, I'm sure. But I think actually get a home first, as far as like I live in a home, but like you know, to, if I can purchase a home at some stage, mm-hmm. then I think that's when I would like to have a dog.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Yeah, we in my flat thankfully have really lovely landlords, and we have two cats, Yeah, it's great.
What are their names?
We've got Igor, which is named after Igor Stravinsky, I think. And then we've got Moss. And both boys, both cuties. yeah, is there more material coming out on your solo stuff? In terms of Marley Spear stuff?
Yeah, I definitely there will be. Like, what I've been working on lately... So right now I am with Somebody Do Something with the band. We are working on a 4-track EP that I'm really, really excited about. So that's definitely getting, like, the most of my recording and kind of release energy, because at some point you really, it's when you're putting stuff out, you're like, I actually need to not be like too split into pieces.
You need
know?
To focus a little bit. Yeah,
that's it. Yeah. But I have also been working with a really talented friend, Marcel, who actually was the person I made the first Marley Spear release with. He helped, like, he produced it on some like liquid D&B sort of stuff, just different genres. Just fun, because I like that type of music and I like the idea of, like, yeah, I don't know. I want to try a little bit more electronic stuff just for fun.
To branch out a little bit, see what happens.
Yeah, but I think I'll have another, like, more pop, more, like, heart-centric Marley Spear release probably in, like, 6 to 8 months, I would guess.
Cool. Well, very keen to have you on again for that when that happens. Lastly, while I have you this morning, though, have you got any shows coming up that might be in the realm of Otago?
Not at this time, but hopefully sometime. Actually would love to get, I think when we release this next EP with SDS, we will make a tour of it, hopefully South Island tour of it. We have a gig already booked at Space Academy in Otatahi for that. But actually, to be fair, if anyone is up in Otatahi, we have a gig this weekend. So shout out to the Go Live Council Town Hall. I don't know, it's like a winter festival. Very, very big, fun, raucous event. Not raucous. I'm sure it's town hall, you know. But you know what? Containedly raucous.
Lots of drugs and lots of bar drugs at the town hall.
Oh, no, not what I meant, I swear. But yes, so we're playing Go Live this weekend. That's on Saturday. So if anybody's up this way, by all means.
By all means. thank you very much for joining me this morning on Brekkie. It was great chatting with you, Marley.
Yeah, it's been great chatting with you too. Thanks for having me.
Of course, mate. Of course. Take care. Alrighty, that was Marley Spears, folks, talking about her new song, The Line, which you can find all over the internet, specifically on streaming services. So we're going to play it. Here is Marley Spears with The Line. 10:46 here on The Breakfast Show. Up next, we have In The Loop. Stay tuned for some news. See you soon.
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.